Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is Tech Vibe Radio, your front row seat to Pittsburgh's technology industry and beyond. Tech Vibe Radio broadcasts from the Huntington Bank Studios with support from Blink, of course, Call Compunetics, C-Leveled, My Benefit Advisor, PNC, and Savier. Here are your hosts, the Pittsburgh Technology Council's Audrey Russo and Jonathan Kirsten. So Audrey, what's the best thing about Sunday mornings?
Sunday mornings?
Yeah.
Other than listening to Tech Vibe Radio?
No, you answered my question then. Of course. What else can you do on a Sunday than 6 o'clock in the morning, learn about Pittsburgh's technology ecosystem and all the great stuff happening around?
Yeah, when you got to get up, walk your dog.
Yeah.
Turn your coffee on. No one's awake. That's what you do.
Yeah, it's like everyone can have this half an hour to themselves while learning about all the great stuff happening here in Pittsburgh. And Audrey, one of the coolest projects that we've been working on over the past almost year and a half now with Highmark and Allegheny Health Network is our Healthcare Reinvented podcast series, where we get to talk to Audrey some of the coolest people. Let's face it.
That's
really cool people who are just making healthcare better. They're making it more efficient. They're making it more pain-free, dare I say, around all angles as far as that is, and also some of the innovation that comes out of it. And if you go to pghtech.org, there's a drop-down under podcast for Healthcare Reinvented. You can see all the podcasts that we've done over the years. But we're going to play some snippets today of some of the podcasts so our listeners can kind of get a taste of some of the stuff that if they're not into the podcast world, that they can get a little taste of it here on Tech Vibe Radio. And I think it was just like about a month ago, time's moving by so quickly, they announced a new spinoff called Lumevity. And we had quite the cast and crew stop by to tell us. I mean, literally, you want to talk about the upper ups of Highmark stopping by, Audrey.
Well, listen, in the time of COVID and, you know, trying to create efficiencies, trying to create opportunities, and looking at where some of the breakdowns are, they were in the middle of creating innovation. Lots of interesting things have occurred through the leadership of Highmark. I mean, they've expanded their footprint. And now we get a chance to talk to them about what they're doing with their little spin out called Lumevity.
Absolutely. I didn't realize that Allegheny Health Network was actually had the ability to actually spin out a company. I mean, obviously it was something that was developed for internal purposes, but they saw that it was working so well. This would be something interesting they could spin off.
Right.
Other healthcare companies, but companies across all sorts of industries. And so we had a great time interviewing them. I mean, this was like a 40-minute interview we did. So obviously we can't play the whole thing. So we're going to play like a little snippet of it here so people can get a taste of it. And if they want to learn more about it, go to pghtech.org. Audrey, let's give it a little spin for old time's sake. What do you say?
Okay, let's do it.
Let's hit it.
With Deb and some other execs here at Highmark, we decided that we were going to start an internal consulting group. And you'll hear a lot more from Marcus Johnson in a few minutes about that. And so we set out to really reinvent how we get work done at Highmark. And it started off as a fairly, you know, modest aspiration, which is how do we go about improving our operations? How do we go about doing that in a way that might have some economic benefits and might actually be good for our employees. And so when we started, we I think the first year we had about 15 projects or so. Then we started looking at what we now call automated solutions, which is deploying not just process redesign and not just operating models, but when you do that, how do you automate these solutions in order to remove some of the mindless, rote, repeatable tasks. And that comes in the form of whether it's robotics, process automation or machine learning, artificial intelligence, natural language processing, et cetera. And so Marcus and team, which is basically a set of McKinsey, Bain, Deloitte, Accenture consultants who have all a lot of great experience, but they wear Highmark shirts, if you will. They own the outcome. They don't fly in and fly out. They are part of our DNA. They're part of our fabric. And so they really own the answers and solutions and implementations with our managers and employees. And so, you know, we'll go in, work with managers, a lot of them in Deb's organizations. And what we've seen, if you fast forward to today, over the last 4 years or so, we've done almost 500 projects. We've had almost $500 million of economic value. And that's really important, because about half of that goes to the bottom line, and the other half are other economic benefits that we've chosen not to take to the bottom line. And what's really interesting about this, and what makes it so unique, is that we have the ability to drive process, organizational, operational improvements and get the economic benefits. But what's way more important is we do it in ways that the employees love. Our employee engagement that we measure pre and post projects is up 18% where we do this work, because we're freeing people to do their best work. We're taking away some of the mundane things that they don't like to do in their job. So as we talk about internally, that allows them to practice at the top of their license, so to speak, in a medical metaphor. And so that's happened all over. It's ubiquitous across all of our parts of our enterprise. And we've had remarkable success. We drive employee engagement. We take out errors because of the automation. So when we're processing claims in Deb's business, there's a lot less errors. So we're driving quality, employee engagement, and significant economic benefits all at the same time. And in many respects, most, I would say it this way. The dogma, the belief historically is that you can come in and drive economic benefits and it's hard to make it sustainable. You can take costs out. That's hard to sustain. It's hard to do that at the same time you do the other things. You can come in and drive cultural transformation, but you typically never get economic benefit. Mm-hmm. So the ability to do all these things at the same time, where employees are really engaged and enjoy doing this kind of work, is truly remarkable. So we're really excited to share more of these types of stories. And because of the success we've had all across the enterprise, we're even more excited about the ability to take this outside and work with other partners and customers across the landscape. So with that, Audrey, I'll turn it back to you. And I think Marcus is prepared.
Yeah, let's just talk about Marcus. Hi, Marcus. We have Marcus Johnson. And just tell us how you fit into this triad.
Yeah, so I work very closely with Larry and Deb. So I lead kind of our internal consulting group. So I was an employee number one there. So Larry set the vision and then tasked me to go build it and make it happen. So that's what my focus has been. And now as we stand up our new entity, Lumevity, I'll have a lot of focus on our sales as well as our delivery with our clients. That's my role. I span both kind of the internal and a role in Lumevity as well.
So that's what I'm talking about right there, Audrey. Too much fun. I love having these types of conversations. I don't know anyone else that's doing these types of conversations.
No, and I think, listen, people should go to our website at pghtech.org to hear the deeper dive. They get even a better understanding of what they're up to. And if you're interested, even to reach out to them.
Absolutely. And if you go to our website, as you said, just simply pull down the drop down under podcast, you'll see Healthcare Reinvented down there. And we have many podcasts with Highmark there. This particular one with Lumevity was just particularly cool. I just really enjoy these types of conversations. So we're taking a break. We're coming back. We're going to play even more from our Healthcare Reinvented podcast series. We're taking a quick break. Got to pay a couple bills. This is Jonathan Kirsting.
And this is Audrey Russo.
And we're from the Pittsburgh Technology Council. Once again, pghtech.org. I think I've said that 27 times right now.
For more than a decade, Blink has been producing unique creative services and solutions that tell a story, move hearts, and drive decision-making that advances business objectives. Your business objectives. We adopt a company-wide policy of candor, transparency, and a good old-fashioned work ethic in the pursuit of building long-lasting relationships with our clients and our partners. From video and design to strategy and digital marketing, Blink is here to creatively advance your business. Visit us at 321blink.com.
We all need a little help sometimes. At Peoples, we want to make sure that you have safe natural gas service. Whether you need help with your utility bills or you're looking for some breathing room in your budget, we're here to give you options. Just visit our anonymous program finder. We'll show you which programs you may be eligible for and how to apply.
Learn more at peoples-gas.com/safety.
Peoples, an essential utilities company.
The Pittsburgh Technology Council has been helping our region's tech companies succeed since 1983. The Pittsburgh Technology Council helps its members meet new customers, hire top talent, make headlines, and have a strong voice in government. From startup to multinational, the PTC helps tech companies and advanced manufacturers of all sizes. See how we can help your venture grow at pghtech.org. That's pghtech.org.
Tech Vibe Radio is coming at you right from the Huntington Bank studios with a little help from our friends, Blink, Chorus Call Compunetics, C-Leveled, My Benefit Advisor, PNC, and Savvier. Here are your hosts, the Pittsburgh Technology Council's Audrey Russo and Jonathan Kirchner.
We are back, and as promised, we're playing more of our Healthcare Reinvented podcast with Highmark and Allegheny Health Network. Audrey, so much fun. I love having this. You know, we did a podcast, this was probably about 2 months ago, about healthcare fraud. This really blew my mind. Because $380 billion a year. Like, that's a serious, serious number. It's just not needed to be spent over the course of a year. I mean, a year, $380 billion of fraud across this country. And Highmark takes that seriously. We got to talk to Kurt Speer.
Mm-hmm.
Cool guy. I mean, this guy's on the front line of using very advanced technologies, things like AI and so forth.
Artificial intelligence. It's something that people need to be cognizant of. When you listen to it, don't get scared, but just be proud that people are doing this kind of work. And in addition, there are a lot of opportunities for careers in security, in anything from forensic security to, you know, data security, you name it. And this is just a little peek into the world of all the things that matter and what happens with our data.
I won't be scared. We're going to play it right now.
So now we're going to talk to Kurt Speer, who is representing Highmark, and he'll tell you a little bit about his position and what he's up to. So thank you, Kurt.
Sure. Thanks, Audrey. So I'm Kurt Speer, Vice President of Highmark's Financial Investigations and Provider Review Function. I'm based here in Pittsburgh. Our team focuses on all things healthcare fraud, waste, and abuse on behalf of our members and our group customers and the federal agencies that we work with as well. Our team on the anti-fraud side, we have about close to 90 professionals on our team across four states and about seven different cities, all kinds of different backgrounds. We have a medical doctor on staff. We have a pharmacist. We have ex-law enforcement agents who've worked undercover, as well as the an individual who led the criminal division of the IRS in a couple of different large cities for about 30 years. So as well as, you know, supported by CPAs and ex-hospital revenue cycle administrators, nurses, and a host of others. So pretty broad, diverse team to try to tackle this healthcare fraud issue.
I tell you what, Kurt, I think you need your own CBS miniseries or something like that.
It's almost like I was thinking, Jonathan, like imagine a day in.
Yeah.
A day in real life.
He's got the quick.
Yeah, that's one thing. And that's certainly one thing interesting. You know, never, there's very rarely one day that's the same. You know, we see a lot of different crazy things across the spectrum, and it keeps things definitely fresh and unique for us.
And you're people need to understand
too. Yeah.
Well, people really need to understand that this work is so important because this adds to the cost of healthcare.
Yep. Exactly right. Yeah, our mission. Yeah, our anti-fraud department's mission is to really lower the cost of healthcare for our consumers and protect our members. And those really go hand in hand. You know, we talk a lot about the dollars associated with healthcare fraud, waste, and abuse, but there's also, you know, a health risk to our members of getting unnecessary treatments, unnecessary medications, those type of things. And of course, with the opioid epidemic that we've all, you know, heard so much about and been impacted by, you know, that's been a huge, unfortunately, part of the healthcare fraud issue that we've had to face and really fight over the past 5 years or so.
Yeah. So what are, can you give us, like, obviously you don't want to share like all the ideas around what has been fraudulent, but what are some things that we might, you know, you gave us a little bit of a high level, but what are some areas that just have like a growing proliferation? And that, and that's for both Mashir and for Kurt to sort of talk about.
Sure. I would say that to start off, you know, we all realize that healthcare as an industry continues to grow and advance, which is a great thing. You know, areas like genetic testing that we've all heard about, you know, great accomplishments in those areas, great, you know, research that happens in areas like genetic testing. And that's one example. But with that comes a lot of complexity, you know, and that includes the complexity of how those services are billed back to insurers, back to members. And we've seen scenarios where individuals who are really vulnerable and at risk, for example, our senior population, gets targeted for some of those services. And, you know, could actually be recruited over the internet, you know, certain health fairs where certain companies will give out, you know, gift cards to senior citizens and others to try to, you know, basically entice them to have unnecessary services performed. Give them a gift card, and then the services that are unnecessary get billed back to insurers, get billed back to those members. And it really just gets out of hand from there. With COVID, of course, you know, that we've all been reeling with the past year and a half or so, a lot of issues, some of those that have been publicized, things that we've experienced, like fraudulent personal protective equipment, PPE, at various hospitals. You know, we saw fraudulent vendors pop up in foreign countries that were offering PPE that was not, did not meet FDA requirements, that did not have the right safety protocols in place, in situations like that. So just a lot of issues have come up recently.
That's just so scary, because it's like, I mean, not only are they just making money illegally, but they're then really throwing people's lives at risk. Imagine you're getting a mask and you think it's a safe mask and it's not. Like, that's craziness.
Exactly right.
So Mashir, what are you seeing from where you are and in terms of this partnership that you've got?
Yeah, so in addition to the list that Kurt had mentioned, the one thing that I would add is on around telemedicine. So we've seen an explosion of telemedicine since the COVID-19 pandemic started. I myself use telemedicine. At the start of COVID, I was hesitant to go in. So that was a first time for me. But we've seen a lot of E&M upcoding happen around telemedicine, where providers claim to have provided a higher level of service than they actually performed over those telemedicine visits. And then, of course, there's a whole bunch of other areas that we've seen an explosion happen around. But we, I mean, we've had a great partnership with Highmark, and we've seen a lot of interesting things through that.
See, Audrey, that's what I'm talking about. When you have guys like Kurt on the scene, like, it makes you realize the work they're, the pressure they're under just to start trying to mitigate some of that. But they got technology as their secret weapon in which to begin putting a dent into this. It seems like a never ending thing. Like, it's like whack-a-mole. I bet you figure out two things, another two pop up someplace else. Simple as that. So anyhow, if you just go to pghtech.org, healthcare reinvented, we have so many more of these conversations coming your way over the coming year. We're really excited about it. We think it's a very unique angle as to how technology and healthcare are coming together right here in Pittsburgh. I think it's a totally fun partnership we have. And like I said, we're also going to get these stories. Simple as that. So
nowhere. You're not going to get them anywhere. So go. Right. So listen to all the stories, all the people that we get a chance to speak with, and get to know them, because you might want to do business with them. You might want to understand the kind of careers that are there. You just want to want to have some pride.
I love it, man. Good stuff. Audrey, you know what? It's like Sunday. I think we need to go take a break. I think our listeners should go take a break and enjoy the rest of their Sunday. And that's what I'm going to do right now. This has been Jonathan Kirsting.
And this is Audrey Russo.
Once again, we're from the Pittsburgh Technology Council. Go to pghtech.org and find out all the ways we can help your tech company succeed.
The Pittsburgh Technology Council has been helping our region's tech companies succeed since 1983. The Pittsburgh Technology Council helps its members meet new customers, hire top talent, make headlines, and have a strong voice in government. From startup to multinational, the PTC helps tech companies and advanced manufacturers of all sizes. See how we can help your venture grow at pghtech.org. That's pghtech.org.
For more than a decade, Blink has been producing unique creative services and solutions that tell a story, move hearts, and drive decision-making that advances business objectives. Your business objectives. We adopt a company-wide policy of candor, transparency, and a good old-fashioned work ethic in the pursuit of building long-lasting relationships with our clients and our partners. From video and design to strategy and digital marketing, Blink is here to creatively advance your business. Visit us at 321blink.com.
We all need a little help sometimes. At Peoples, we want to make sure that you have safe natural gas service, whether you need help with your utility bills or you're looking for some breathing room in your budget. We're here to give you options. Just visit our anonymous program finder. We'll show you which programs you may be eligible for and how to apply. Learn more at peoples-gas.com/safety. Peoples, an essential utilities company.
Thanks for geeking out with Tech Vibe Radio at the Huntington Bank Studios. Thanks again to our sponsors, Blink, Chorus Call Compunetics, C-Level, My Benefit Advisor, PNC, and Savier.